Your time is now. Let's make this moment last.
Welcome to the 24-25 season of the Keeping Up Appearances podcast. Before you listen to this episode, please head over to our social medias and hit that follow button. You can find us on X at Keeping Up Apps and on TikTok and Instagram at Keeping Up Apps Pod. Please also hit that subscribe button on YouTube where we are at Keeping Up Appearances. I've always wanted to say that. So welcome to this week's episode of Keeping Up Appearances. We are back to our usual four. No guests, unfortunately, this week. But a big thanks to Sean being a guest last week. And yeah, the voice note went down the street. So shout out to Sean and Leon Knight for that. We do have another good episode for you guys in store. We'll start off with one of our newer games, Kura Dares Wins, before heading on to a Maroon 5, a Bonfire Night related Maroon 5. And then obviously end with our game, Keeping Up Appearances. So we'll see who wins that. But first, as I have just said, we will start with our weekly quiz, which I will be leading. And it is a Kura Dares Wins. So to remind you all of how to play, I have three sets of questions. Well, it's a topic, really. There are multiple answers for each question. The guys will play against each other in a round robin. They will bid for how many they think they can name, and they will have 45 seconds to name as many as possible. Yeah, winner takes all. They will play each other in a round robin, and a point for a win. If they get an answer or a guess wrong, they are out. So yeah, they just need to battle to try and outbid each other and then name the amounts that they bid for. Hopefully that all makes sense. Possibly not. Well, Sean's laughing, so maybe not. But we will go with it anyway. I think we haven't played this in about 5-6 weeks, maybe.
Yeah, it's quite a while now, isn't it?
Yeah, so I think the first time we played it, everyone finished 1-1-1.
Yeah.
I think the last time they finished 1-1-1 again, but Tosh was, well, obviously Tosh thought he was controversially ruled out of a win.
No, the first one was controversial. The second one was, because I was the only one who actually named the set to win. I won on goal difference, I think.
Oh, yeah. The first one was when you went off, wasn't it? When your internet went off.
Yeah, well, that wasn't my fault.
So I will go with Sean can play against Bob first. Sean, you can be the home team. So you can pick A, B, or C.
I sort of see this as like the semi-final, really.
I'll go C.
C, you have gone to set C. So, just let me set my timer so you aren't thinking too much. So, this topic is four or more goals scored in a Premiership game by a single player. So, it has happened on 34 occasions, but there's been 31 players who've done it. So, it's happened 34 times, but it's being done by 31 players. So, there's a maximum of 31 answers here of players who scored four or more goals in one game. Sean, start the bidding.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Name them.
Name four.
I genuinely don't think I can name four.
45
Make them go, get the timer going.
One, three, go. Two, one, go. Go.
Okay. Cole Palmer.
Yes.
Lukaku.
Yes.
Let's go.
Oh dear.
No, generally I'm out of ideas already. Defoe.
Yes.
And how much longer have I got?
20 seconds.
It's a long 45 seconds, this.
It's on 30 now.
I genuinely haven't got, I don't, because I don't want to guess and get it wrong.
Got to guess at the seconds left though, Sean. You're going to get one more.
6 seconds.
Harry Kane.
I think that's right.
Harry Kane is correct.
Oh, yes. Well done.
Well done, Sean. Well done, Sean. You got it just in the nick of time, 43 seconds.
It's one of them there where I bet you there's loads of like boss strikers that haven't done it. So you just don't want to like.
It's hard.
A bit like Michael Owen not getting 20.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you want to shout out a few others?
Haaland.
Louis Saha did it for Everton.
Haaland, yes. Saha, yes.
Andy Cole, did he do it when they beat someone 9-0?
Yes.
Did Solskjaer do it?
Yes.
Andy Cole.
Yeah, Solskjaer, I think, as well, I think.
Andy Cole, do it.
Does Haaland do it?
Did Chris Sutton ever do it?
No.
Fowler?
Yeah.
Shearer?
Yes.
Les Ferdinand? Waza.
Les Ferdinand, no. Was it? Yes. Give you another guess, Easton. I'll rattle through them for their listeners.
Nah, I don't need. I'm saving me guessing for the game.
Henri.
Yes.
For both. Ian Wright.
Henri,
well.
Yes. Ian Wright, no.
Oh. Did Suarez ever do it?
Yeah.
He probably did it about six times against Norwich alone.
One of the ones who did it twice.
Yeah.
You having a final answer, Tosh?
No.
Fair enough. Aguero. Berbatov.
Oh, Berbatov, yeah.
De Bruyne, Jesus, Son, Antonio, Salah, Yakubu, Dzeko, Lampard, Robbie Keane, Arshavin, Owen, Viduka, Hasselbank, Klinsmann, Viali.
He's a piss, that one.
Someone called Ekoku. He done it against Everton.
He gets Everton. Effing Ekoku for Norwich, yeah.
Yeah.
He does like some of the commentaries on like the, maybe get like a dodgy stream. Yeah. You often hear Effing Ekoku's voice.
Bit of extra sugar. It might be another point, I don't know. There was two players who scored the only four goals in the game. Out of that list. So it was two 4-0 wins.
Oh.
And has he been named up in one of them, yeah?
Yeah, well, that was everyone, yeah. I think possibly one of them was named by you. By, like, what, you three?
Not sure.
I don't think I'm that arsed, to be honest.
Arshavin, when Sean was thinking, was one of the, I think I only had three in my head that I knew were right, and Arshavin was one of them, and then I forgot to say him. Cole Palmer was good, though, I've forgotten that one. Yeah. No, I don't actually know, Callum.
Rooney.
De Bruyne.
No, Rooney was one of them, and the other one was Antonio.
Was it, yeah?
In the West Ham final.
I was going to say, he's the one that didn't belong in the list there, wasn't
he? Yeah, he was the red herring.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Sean, 1-0 to you. Well done. So we have between A and B, and it'll be Bob against Tosh. Bob, you're the home team. You can decide A or B.
B.
You love this, Bob. This is about England.
Oh, great.
So there were 44 goal scorers under Gareth Southgate.
Oh, my God.
How many can you name?
One.
Five.
Six.
He's going to make me name them, but I don't want to. Eight.
Yeah, if you win this one, you're a massive gammon. Nine.
Ten.
11.
I mean, this one should be easy, shouldn't it? That's the thing. Yeah. 12.
14.
Name them.
Name them, Bob. Sake. 3, 2, 1, go.
Kane, Bellingham, yeah. Sancho, Rashford.
Yeah.
Tony.
Yeah.
Watkins, Ivan Tony, Kieran Trippier, yeah. Trent,
yeah.
Luke Shaw.
Yeah.
Stones, Maguire.
Yeah.
How many have I got left?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You've done 10.
Bollocks. 6 seconds. Oh, not going to get it.
Yeah. 4 seconds. Go on, you only need 2 more. Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, done.
Gone. Time's done. Unlucky Bob. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 11, Bob.
I reckon if you'd have counted more efficiently, I would have got that.
Yeah, I actually agree, yeah. You need to have that data straight away, Cal.
It's all in front of me. Do you want to throw out any other guesses?
No.
I wasn't really listening to Bob's, to be honest. So I might just say, did he say Lingard? I remember him scoring at a World Cup.
Lingard's one of them.
Did Connor Dele Cody Alli get one? At...
Connor Cody, yes. Dele Alli, yes.
Michael Keane.
DCL.
Yes.
Michael Keane. I knew he'd scored for England.
Harry Maguire. Have you said him?
He said him.
Yeah, yeah. I think he was like
Harry Maguire.
Fifth most or something.
Andrew Cole or
I don't know. Can't think of anyone.
Trying to think when they like did well. They say Sterling.
Yeah,
Dele Alli.
Sterling was second. They didn't say Sterling. Sterling was second.
Did he say Saka? By the way, because he was going for all the obvious ones, and I don't think he said Saka.
Oh shit! Yeah,
Saka is there though. Saka 4. John, the others.
Yeah, go on.
Mings, Sturridge, Wilson.
Sturridge.
I know. Yeah.
Walker, Smith Rowe, Dyer.
Which Sturridge?
Bertrand, Chilwell, Welbeck, Ward-Prowse, Oxlade-Chamberlain, Grealish, Lallana, Cahill, Vardy, Foden, Henderson, Barkley, Mount, Abraham, Alexander-Arnold, and Harry Winks.
I said Alexander-Arnold.
So did I.
I think for that, I actually think you should, for the certain criteria, you should change the time. That's my opinion, for different ones.
What do you mean?
I think that was hard. I think it's just hard to name 14 names.
But that's the game. That's why you don't go that high.
Yeah.
That's why you went 12 and Bob went 14 for some reason. It's your fault.
Right, so now it's Tosh versus Sean. Tosh, you bid first because there's only one set of questions left. This is 20. There's 20 names in this.
The process, because it's taken ages out.
Anyway. Bob, all right, or
come on, ambulance.
I think Bob might turn into an alien or something. No,
he just had a stroke mid pod. Get that clipped up.
I love how the only bit that I made that was him saying about Callum taking ages, as his sentence took 2 hours to say. Oh no, he's gone.
Gone.
I actually think he might be dead.
Right, Tosh versus Sean. Tosh, you can bid for this. So 20, there is 442. There's an article of the top 20 best Premier League players of the noughties. So you're going after guess the top 20. 442.
Can you ask when it was written before it started?
It was within the last few years.
Cheers.
Why did it change it?
Oh, of the noughties, is it not up to now? Apologies, yeah, me being stupid. Yeah. Sorry, I thought you meant since 2000.
So top 20, obviously 20 maximum.
Ones like this. You're not picking ones that suit me.
What's this one, Scotty?
This also isn't factual, is it? It's just like opinion.
Yeah.
Like we've got to see, that's why
there's risky in it.
Yeah. Change your cal. Just do something like FA Cup winners.
Should we do something like World Cup goal scorers and finals or something?
go on then. I'll go 5, 6, 7.
I'm going to count on you getting, because there's only 20, I'm going to count on you getting one wrong. Name them.
Oh, see, I was going to make you name next one as well.
Oh, that's the game. That's who of theirs wins.
Go on, get the timer going.
Go on, go.
I'm never going to get, sorry. Gerrard.
Yeah.
Lampard. Thierry Henry.
Yeah.
Dennis Bergkamp. Oh, no.
He's out of there.
Come on.
John, you win. Sean takes two of theirs wins home.
That was a master plan there.
What was the category there?
4-4-2's best Premier League players of the noughties. Top 20.
Should have thought about that before I did it, because as soon as I start, I've got no idea.
You got like Drogba, Lampard.
Yeah, Drogba, yeah.
I said them to, didn't I? Did I say Drogba? Roy.
Van Nistelrooy, yes.
No Bear Camp. Come on.
John Dillers.
John Terry.
Yes.
Any keepers in there? Yes. Czech in there?
Two keepers.
Van der Sar.
Yeah.
Rooney.
Bane,
yeah.
Ronaldo.
Yeah.
It was easy, this.
I know, yeah. It was just really bad.
Head in his hand moment. The others are Perez, Keane, Shearer, Scholes, Campbell, Vieira, Giggs.
I was Cole. Shearer getting in and not Bergkamp.
take it up with 4-4-2, mate.
Stupid list.
Yeah, it was stupid. Shawnee is right, so I think Tosh wins that then.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it's a stupid list.
Sean, 2-0-0.
Yeah, fair play. He played it well. He named them and he put us in at the right time. You can't argue with that. Fair victory, Sean.
Nah. Well done, Sean.
It means a lot coming from you there, Tosh. I'm used to you moaning and claiming.
Well, just as I say, it's just stupid lists, really. I didn't like them.
I thought you were great, Cal.
Thanks, Sean. Well done for winning.
All geared in your favour.
I know, that's it, isn't it? They didn't give me the chance to strut me funky stuff.
And I did.
What?
And I did get the chance to strut me.
No one wants to hear you doing yours, Sean.
Oh. That's harsh. Right, let's wrap it up before I start crying.
Thanks, Callum. As always, we'll recap last week. So our last week's Halloween themed was Journeymen. And if you were listening, Sean Cunningham, our guest, was the winner. And I think what won it for him was a voice note from the person he suggested, Leon Knight. So that's the marker for future winners. Make sure you get the person on to talk about. I wonder if anyone has this week. So Leon's joining all the rest of the lads. He's a bit of an obscure one. He's in the Jamie Jones and Jason Kumas mould that suggests joining the island, but fair play, he's there. This
How's
week, we're
Jason
gonna go...
Kumas obscure?
Well, he's not maybe in the same mould as Pogba and the rest of the lads, maybe, Bob, but that's Bending a matter of up. Opinion, isn't it? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So this week, we're going to go down the route of Bonfire Night and fireworks, and we're going to look for our firework players. So players who shone brightly, but only did it quite briefly, and the flame was put out quite quickly. So we're sort of going down the one season wonders, but we've said it doesn't have to just be a one season wonder. It can be someone who started quick and then didn't quite match the potential they've shown at the start. And anyone, we'll leave Callum for now. He's done a lot of hard work there. Anyone want to jump in first? I'll go first. I haven't gone first for a few weeks, so... We were saying just before we started, I was struggling with this one more than I've struggled for one for a while. So I was looking for a few names and then finally one came to me. So I'm going to take Bob's role this week and I'm going to go down the Everton route. And a player who wasn't even really a one season wonder, he was a half a season wonder during in the January of, I think, 2012. Should have checked that. And having an unbelievable end to the season where I did check, he scored 9 goals in 13 Premier League games. Pretty much all with one touch, I believe, as well as scoring a couple in the FA Cup, including one in the semi-final, and that would be Nicky Gijelovic. I just think, obviously, around that time, it was coming on the back of like David Moyes, maybe just coming towards the end of David Moyes, where we hadn't really had a striker sort of who could stay fit. We'd had Kubu and Sahara, both injury-prone, but really, since Moyes had joined, we'd often played without a striker, etc. And when we signed Gijelovic in the January, despite not knowing too much about him because he came from Scotland, I just remember like when he first scored, I remember that first goal he scores at home to Tottenham, a brilliant finish across the box where we won the game. And from then, he just pretty much hit the ground running, really seemed to score with every time he touched it. And yeah, just thinking that was it. Then we'd have a player who would basically, you know, that the answer to all of Moyes' problems, scoring the goals, that we would create the chances from Arteta, Pienaar, etc. But the end of that season, I remember the next season, I always felt he was quite unlucky. I felt like he started the season quite well and was hitting the post. I think Everton made a good start, beating United and Villa early on. I always remember he didn't score in either of them games, but was very unlucky not to. And I felt that sort of affected him. He had a lot of bad luck, which just turned into bad form. I think he scored 7 in 37 the next season, which is obviously nowhere near the same rate. Not dreadful, I think. I don't think any of our strikers are going to score 7 in 37 this season at the moment, but... It then fizzled out. We signed Lukaku the next summer. And I think, yeah, that was sort of... He really only had them first few months and then the first few months of the next season where he was like our starting striker. So I just think, yeah, he started brightly, went really well for a bit, but then eventually sort of he did fizzled out, as the fireweight would say. So, yeah, my suggestion is going to be Nicky Gijelovic. Any thoughts?
For those 6 months, I will fight anyone that says Luis Suarez was better than him. When he first signed for Everton, he was definitely better than Luis Suarez. That's all I've got to say about Nikita Jelovic.
You'll be fighting a lot of people there, aren't you, Bob?
I really don't think it will. He was absolutely brilliant for that 6 months.
Definitely will be.
His finishing was unbelievable that 6 months away. I know you said there about most of them being one touch, Tosh. I think wasn't it something like he went on a run, I think it was like 20 goals. I think obviously from before he signed for us as well, like 20, his last 20 goals were all just one touch finishes, which is unbelievable. Proper coach. But you do think if he was someone who stayed consistent and was at peak fitness all the time, he probably wouldn't have been. Was at that time, would he? I think if he would have been like a consistent goal scorer, he'd have been at someone higher. But what a player he was for those 6 months. He was great. Really good. And I think I know you were maybe struggling. I know you were unsure on him. But I do think he fits the bill. For sure.
Definitely fit. Yeah. Hero as well.
Yeah, I think, yeah. I don't know. I suppose, as you say, if he maybe wasn't sort of injured prone, he was never really quick, was he? He never sort of getting him behind, but he was good in the air. He was a good finisher. I just think I still always think back and think he maybe could have still been very good that second season. I just felt he was unlucky at the start, and then he seemed to be very much a form player, didn't he? Where when he's out of form and he misses a few chances, it seems just all clash for me. He still had that moment, I think, at the end of that season with that goal away against City at home.
Mm-hmm.
Where like that Flano was heavily deflected, that was still like a brilliant moment. I think in that the next season as well, he also has the one where he scores against Tottenham, where we beat Tottenham late on. So he had still had a couple of good moments for Everton, but yeah, certainly, obviously, I think that when he joins coincides was going on a brilliant run as well. So yeah, I think we all, as Bob said, the cult hero, we all loved him, but not didn't really deliver for too long. Right then, anyone want to jump in next?
I'll go with someone who I'll nominate for like almost like a one season wonder, but I think their career would also kind of answer this topic as well. So I'm going to go with probably one of the, I think he maybe was the first kind of superstar signing of this current Man City reign with these owners. I'm going to go for Robinho, who came over to Manchester City as like, I think everyone was excited about how this was going to turn out, what this was going to look like. He was kind of a superstar. He was a big player, a big name, unbelievably talented, been doing unbelievable things over in the Liga. And he hit the ground running in the Premiership for sure. The 08-09 season, I was looking at it before, I think he scored 14 Premier League goals and 31 Premier League appearances, which for like a wide player is very good for your first season. Obviously dead skillful, dead exciting. I think he scored a few screams as well, if I remember correctly. And he was just so exciting that first year. And it was a bit like, wow, if this... I imagine if you were a City fan at that time, you're thinking, if this is kind of what we're going to be like from now, the future's going to be dead exciting. So, yeah, he just came, hit the ground running. Second season was an absolute flop. I'm not sure he scored in a second season, to be honest. Ended up moving on. I think he got loaned out to maybe Santos and then sold. But so yeah, I think in terms of that one season wonder, one hit wonder, he kind of burst on for Man City and then faded very quickly in his second season. But then also as his career, I think it's such a shame, like such like a wasted talent almost for like how good he was early on in his career. And then kind of after the City move, but you don't really never really heard much of him. His career just took a very, very, very quick nosedive. So definitely, I think his career fits the bill as like that firework, big bang, and then kind of quick fade away. But then, yeah, that first season with City, I think is a big one hit wonder of someone who we would have expected, we hoped would have like kind of lit up the Premier League for a good few years. Yeah, but yeah, just didn't work out. I think it possibly shows how maybe hard the Premier League is at times. But then, yeah, maybe also a sign of the type of player or maybe person he was. So my nomination for this week's Maroon 5 is Robinho.
Yeah, I think he definitely sort of fits the bill, doesn't he? I think that first season wasn't really... I remember a goal at, like he scores against Arsenal, he like sort of scoops it. But, like yeah. One-on-one with the goalie and like scoops it over. It's just like a brilliant goal. I think, yeah, I think that is that sort of, there's probably around the time he was like, it's a signing, like, you know, was it the same owners they've got now? Because they had a few, didn't they, in the spell? But
yeah,
they don't make signings like that, do they? That was like a stupid signing, really. It was a marquee signing more than anything to sort of show, oh, look where he is. like City just don't make signings like that anymore. Like they just, it's just, it is a very different one. Sort of like a Galactico signing, isn't it? But yeah, I think for that time, he looked like Matt. Wow, you know, he's like, time's probably playing the same team as like Sean Wright Phillips and people like that, isn't he? And then he's like, just like, because he was
an island.
Yeah. But again, I think he was another one, wasn't he? He was like a wonder kid, wasn't he? I always remember when he was at Santos and there was talk about like that, and then he was going to go, and then next thing he signs for Real Madrid, and it's just, yeah, probably, as you said, a wasted career. Isn't he also like, doesn't he, is he done something like, is he like wanted by the police or something, or?
I don't know what it is, but something happened, didn't he? I'm sure he's been arrested or...
Yeah, I thought he was in prison, but he might not be as far as that, but I thought
might
he was
have to
in trouble.
This and cancel it.
Yeah, there's some pretty serious accusations against them.
Are we just not going to mention them, though?
Well, no.
They're a bit too...
Yeah, a bit too heavy, really.
Oh, are they? Yeah, Jesus.
And actually, I'm not
Why are you nominating people like this, Callum?
I genuinely actually think we can't have him on the poll show. I'm just looking at this thing here. Like, I'm genuinely...
Yeah. Is it really bad, yeah?
Honestly, yeah. Like, go on the Wikipedia to the bottom. Like the... you have to pick someone else, Callum.
Also, you've probably done your research, Cal, but is this the same owners? I thought these were the first lot that came in.
He was the first of the new owners.
I think they signed all like Alano and people
like
that. Like
Alano
the old
and
ones.
The old ones.
Alano would have been a good shout, actually. You might have to say him, Callum, so.
Yeah, I reckon it. I reckon we probably swerve a lot, Rubinho.
You definitely can't put that out. Callum said he's a good lad as well.
Callum said he's his hero. That's what.
Wasn't Cal going on a nice out with him?
Actually, he's a bad person.
Yeah, Callum.
I'm just checking that mine's not done anything dodgy.
mine's a fairly unsavoury character, but he's not this bad.
Oh God, it's Adam Johnson.
Would have you? Why have you picked him, Cameron? You know,
what this does is it makes us look like good people and it makes you look like a sex pest.
No, they already knew that anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, go with that then, Sean.
Yeah, so yeah. So we look great, lads.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Let's leave that there then, Tosh. Who'd like to go next?
I'll go next. It'd be another short and sweet one. I'm going for a player who is still going now and is yet to turn 30. Does feel like a bit of a lifetime ago that he burst on the scene at Man United. I think he was about 18, 19 at the time. He's probably tarnished by being the, I suppose, star player of the David Moyes era at Man United. That season he made 27 appearances and showed flashes of absolute brilliance, although he did get a reputation for being a bit of a diver. At the end of that season, he inherited Ryan Giggs' number 11 shirt, which kind of shows how highly he was thought of. But shortly after that, his star did begin to fade. When we were thinking about stars that shone brightly and then quickly faded, Adnan Yana's eye did quite quickly pop into my head. As a Premier League player and certainly as a Man United player, he's pretty much finished by the age of 20. Although, to be fair to him, he had a fairly solid spell at Real Sociedad since, but he's now gone on to have a bit of a nomadic mid to late career. So for that season under David Moyes, I think he was quite exciting to watch, very skillful, could play across the attack and midfield positions. I think there was a time where people were wanting him to play for England as well, but I don't think he was ever eligible. But I think for that David Moyes spell, he probably was United's most positive player at that time, but has plummeted really since. I think that's all I'm going to say, really. And I've just checked, he's got no legal trouble hanging over him.
Yeah, definitely.
Any thought?
Was he? Because did he go to Sunderland?
Yeah, he was on loan at Sunderland. So he went, I think he was still pretty much, his stock was fairly high, even though he wasn't getting a game for Man United. So he went to Dortmund on loan first, didn't make very many appearances for them at all. Then the following season, he went to Sunderland and I think he made 20-odd appearances in the league, but I think that might have been the year Sunderland went down.
I can't believe he didn't play for Everton.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. He's the exact type of person who Everton will go, he used to play for United, we'll have him.
We'll pay a lot of money for him.
Yeah. Yeah, he probably just, should have been. He should have been another Morgan Schneiderlin, really, shouldn't he?
Yeah.
He scored, I think I was watching that with you, Sean, when he scored them two goals away at Sunderland, like his first sort of game. I think we were watching on the Porterbrook, certainly with either you or Griffin anyway. But yeah, I think I remember them first two goals when he like never heard. It might have even been his debut, scored a couple of goals, like one, certainly one, if not both, the goals are unbelievable. Yeah, and I think, as you say, he was late. I think he was something to do with like one of his family members, something to do with Kosovo, wasn't it? So he could play for like when you're born in Kosovo, I think you can play for a number of international teams. But yeah, I think there was a rumour if he like waited for a couple of years, he could play for England. No, I was just going to say, I was just having a little scan as Bob was talking and said he was nominated for the Young Personality Sports Personality of the Year as well, which just goes to show how big,
get him on the island.
The media is. Like, imagine I play, it said like something like, despite only playing, I just scanned past it. But despite only playing, he'd only played 10 games for Man United, but he was nominated for BBC Young Sports Personality of the Year. It just seems a bit stupid, really.
Yeah, it's almost as if that award is nonsense, isn't it?
It shows how brightly he was shining at the time, though.
No, he definitely was, though, wasn't he? Like, because I was thinking when you were talking, even though obviously I knew it wasn't this person, I was thinking about, remember that Makeda?
Yeah, well, I also thought like that was like a couple of years later, wasn't it?
Yeah, because he probably
only had that one game, though.
That's what I was going to say. He had that goal, which is still unbelievable moment.
Ridiculous, yeah.
But he didn't have that, like, he wasn't talked about in the same way, yeah, as I was. Like, yeah, I was talking, it was like the next big thing, wasn't he?
Who won the sport, BBC Young Sports Personality when, the year Januzaj was nominated?
What year was it?
2013.
Tom Daly.
No, he won it in 2010.
I'm going Cathy Thompson. Ah.
Incorrect. It was Amber Hill who was a shooter. So, should have got that, really.
That's close to Rubinho.
I'll tell you what, to be fair, now I'm seeing the names of people who've won this award. I think.
Go on.
Don't have to do much as I've done this.
Give us some of the good, the good ones.
Well, it only started in 2001, but 2002, Rooney's won it. Katie Heywood, Harry Alkane-Zar, Yeti, Theo Walcott, Tom Daly's won it three times, to be fair.
He was in the Olympics when he was like 10. So.
Yeah. Mia Brooks won it last year. Jessica Garderova, the gymnast, if I've heard of her, to be fair, the skateboarder.
Has Cal won it yet?
Phil Foden's won it apparently as well.
Good personality.
Go on then. Sean, are you wrapping it up?
Yeah, go on then. Yeah, so I had quite a few names for this. I know, like, some of you said you struggled. I quite like the topic, and I had a few. I don't know how much they apply, but I had people like, do you remember, like, Marcus Stewart when he was at Ipswich?
Yeah.
I think he either won the Golden Boot or like was second or something in the year Ipswich got into Europe, which was just insane, and then kind of done nothing since. I also had, do you remember, I don't think he had the bright kind of career that some people have, but do you remember John Stead?
Just kept scoring against Everton every year, didn't he?
Yeah, but he had that time like in the early to mid-noughties where like everyone was like dead excited about him, and then he's just gone to have like...
He had a quick decline, didn't he?
Yeah, like massive. That's what I mean. But like there was a time when he was big.
Mm.
But I've
Looked
decided
like
to
Phil
go...
Evans as well.
Yeah, he did, to be fair. I've decided to go with someone who, when they arrived in England, despite not really knowing much about them, I was quite excited by it because you kind of, I don't know if it was maybe a Match magazine a lot, and he had kind of like a big build up for this big player coming over from Europe, finally playing in the Premier League. And yeah, he kind of, from the reading I've done about his time before the Premier League, it's almost like him and Zlatan. It's like if this was like a film, it'd be these two people who've got the very similar start in life, and then they just take two different paths and have just literally gone on to have totally different careers. So I'm going for the original and the true Egyptian king. I'm going for Medo, who came from Ajax originally. He was tipped to be one of like the, as like I say, one of the next big things. He was ousted his last time from the Ajax team for quite a while, and then just it seems to be the story of his career. Every time he felt like he was making a breakthrough, he'd fall out with someone, or he'd have a go with the manager, and then back on the bench, and then not happy being on the bench, he'd then end up getting sold, and it just seemed to be. He starts up here, and then before you know it, he's literally bottom of the rung to the point where, looking at his career, he actually retired at Barnsley, which is like, there's no way Meadow should be playing for Barnsley. I don't care how good he is, he shouldn't be playing for Barnsley. So when he came to Tottenham, though, again, I remember him being quite excited. I remember always having like shootout cards and quite liking Meadow. He had like he was at weird stage of being like, not skinny, like not dead fat, but he didn't look athletic. I don't know, he just had a weird body shape. But then he turned up at Tottenham, like kind of quite big fanfare, scored 2-1 his debut. And obviously people thought, yeah, and then got injured. But I think they either the loan was 18 months or they just kept him on loan. And it was in that second season where he was just kind of yeah, let loose a little bit. I think he ended the season as the second top scorer, which in a team of Jermaine Defoe and Robbie Keane, that's quite impressive. I watched the other day when I was planning this as well, I watched his goals, like Premier League goals, and they're actually boss. Like there's every different type of goal. There's like long distance, there's little back post tap-ins, there's headers. He actually was really good for that, like that season. But then once again, at the end of that season, he had the option of going back to, where was he at, Marseille, or staying at Tottenham. He begged to stay at Tottenham. He stayed, and then they brought Berbatov in. So that was an extra striker. He's now fourth in the list. Not happy about it. Creates, causes a big problem, ends up leaving. It turns out as well, the thing that, which I find a bit mad, and this is almost like utter woke nonsense, I'm sure, hopefully Bob will agree with me. The reason he fell out with Martin Yol is because he criticised Sol Campbell. So he said, but not like when it said comments he said about Sol Campbell, I was like, oh God, I'll have to be careful here. what he said was, they were due to play Arsenal. No, sorry, Portsmouth. He was at Portsmouth. And he said, Sol Campbell's one of the easiest defenders I've ever played against. And that was it. And Martin Yol made him apologise.
That is utter woke nonsense.
It's absolutely ridiculous, isn't it?
That's probably why Sol Campbell can't get a managerial job now.
Yeah, probably is, yeah.
Being mugged off by Meadow.
Tottenham fans must have hated Martin Yol for that.
I know. What are you thinking there?
That should make him a cult hero to Tottenham fans, that shouldn't it?
It should have. That's probably what he was thinking. If I can't get in the team, I'll make them love me by slagging off Sol Campbell.
Yeah.
Well, even he could have done way worse than that. He just went, oh yeah, he's actually not that good. That was the best he could do. But anyway, so then he ends up leaving Tottenham and going to Middlesbrough, which at the time was actually Middlesbrough half decent, as far as I remember. That must have been around the time of the European runs. And then I think if I have a little look at the stats here, I think over the course of those next 6 years in the Premier League, he only scored 10. 10 across 6 years.
In the Premier League.
Yeah, well, he went to Middlesbrough, Wigan, and then he went to West Ham as well. So, as I say, over 6 years, he scored 11 in that good season at Tottenham and then went on to score 10 across the next 6 years. Again, the fact we didn't even remember him shows you how little impact he had. And then end up getting him back to Ajax, and then before you know it, he's at Barnsley and he's done. But I just thought he was someone that came in with a lot of fanfare. I was excited. You might not have been. I always remember he didn't actually score from it, but I always remember from when I was a kid, like the cross came in and he like jumped in the air and tried to like back heel it in the air. Does anyone remember that skill he did?
No.
Nope.
No. I tried to find it on YouTube. It doesn't exist. I don't know if I've dreamt it, but
I remember, you weirdo.
I always remember, obviously, as you know, even if I tried to do that, I would miss the ball, just like Meadow did. But I always used to try it, and I'd be like, you know, when you shout names, I'd be like, Meadow, and I'd always miss the ball. But I don't know why. I just...
You say Meadow or Meadow?
A bit of both.
Yeah. Maybe that's why you missed it.
It actually sounds quite good in the Scouse accent, so I don't need to be Meadow. But yeah, I just thought, for me, he was exciting. I know he obviously did well, and then just... totally fell apart, became dead fat. I was reading today that he ended up, like, when he retired or whatever, by the age like 30 or something, he'd put on about like 10 stone.
And at the age of 30, doctor, at the age of 34, he reached 150 kilograms in weight, which made him vulnerable to diabetes.
Yeah, and then apparently the doctor said,
sorry, that's Meadow, though, not Griffin.
And then yeah, the doctor was like, you need to lose some weight or you're going to die. And you just think, this is the, like, a couple of years ago, he's in the Premier League, and now look at him, he's just a big fat dosser. But yeah, I just think it's sad the way his career went. And you may not, and listeners might not have been excited about me, though, but I really liked him at the time. So it was a shame for me that he did just fizzle into nothing. So yeah, he's my nomination.
Pretty good suggestion, to be fair.
I sort of do. I love that. I don't know. Do you get players like that these days? All the clubs doing all these research. He's obviously just a nutter, isn't he? But yeah. If you're Tottenham looking at them back in the day, you think, my God, he's, you know, tall, he's strong, he's powerful, he must be great. And he sort of was great. But then, a bit like we were saying last week when they were discussing that, like, there must be a reason why every time it always works out the same way, that they start well, they do this, and then they just tail off, and someone has to get rid. But yeah. I think, yeah, that idea of just like he must have probably just been sat there like, I just know how great I am, and I'll show you it every now and again, and I might show you for a bit, but then ultimately I'm just not going to be bothered.
Yeah. Well, doing me reading again, because as I say, him and Zlatan seems to almost be like too similar that they couldn't even like coexist. And apparently he got kicked out of the team for Zlatan. And as I was reading this article, I was like, oh yeah, go on, this is going to be his big redemption. Zlatan got injured or something, so he had to come back in the team, and it was like he finally had his chance. And in this game, Meadow put in the worst performance of his career. And apparently he wasn't passing. It was one of them. He must have been thinking, I'll do this myself. And he didn't pass to anyone. He kept getting like frustrated. He kept getting tackled. And apparently he just had the utter stinker of a game. That was the game they decided they needed to get rid of him. And he sent him out on loan like that at that time. And again, it's just like he's not reading the room there at all. As in, like, I've just got to make me mark here and stay in the team. He's just totally messed it up for himself. But as you say, they don't exist anymore, do they? Because these footballers are too well trained now.
Yeah, too many nerds in the game.
Yeah, and he just felt exotic as well, because like I know like Salah now has kind of made Egyptian football a bit of a thing, but at the time, Egyptian football is weighing a big thing. I think they end up winning the African Cup of Nations with me, though.
They won it. Did they win it two or three times in the bounce?
Oh, did they? Yeah.
But they definitely. I think they won it a couple of times. Hossam Ghali as well. Baller.
Oh yeah, of course. And another thing. I'll drop another firework footballer in. But I think his last game for Egypt, at least in that Cup of Nations, because he ended up getting kicked out of the team again, because in one of the matches he fell out with the manager because he subbed him. And the player that came on for him was another firework footballer in Amir Zaki.
Get Meadow on the island.
Just too many links. But yeah, I thought that tied it up quite nicely.
Yeah, I think so. Did he win? I'm just trying to look here. I think he might have won three on the bounce of Egypt.
Did he, yeah?
Yeah, 6, 8, 10. But I think in that time, they didn't qualify for a World Cup in that time as well. Just the beauty of the African Cup of Nations. Right, I think obvious one, are we going Michu?
Yeah, I think it's got to be Michu, isn't
it? Yeah, I think Michu's that classic one. It won that absolutely unbelievable for a season that did absolutely nothing afterwards. So yeah, we'll go Michu. And I think without discussing any further before Callum gets us cancelled, he will be taking Rubinho's place.
Although... I do not endorse Rubinho. Let's make that clear.
Well, Wait until we clip that one up before. Everyone, when they search Rubinho, it'll be all like the TikToks, and they're like people investigating the criminal case, or like women call them all sorts, and just in the mix that you just have Callum saying how great he is.
I'm not even season. Talking about football either.
I'm here for it, that's all I'm saying. So, four nominations for our firework footballers: Jelovic, Januzaj, Mido, and Michu. So, as always, if you get over to X and vote on the poll, let's see who can be sent to the island. Right then, should we get our game for this week, Sean?
Yep. It's time then to get our game for this week. So we've got three fixtures in the wheel. We've got West Ham at home to Everton, Man United, Leicester, and then the big one, Chelsea, Arsenal. Let's spin the wheel and see what we're playing with. I think they're all quite good games this week, aren't they? And it has landed on Chelsea, Arsenal.
Big game.
I'll be honest, that's my least favourite of those games. You can't question the wheel, so we'll go with it.
Can't.
Any thoughts, anyone?
It seems a big game for both of them, doesn't it? With Arsenal lose that, they might think they're kind of out. I mean, they're pretty much out of running now, right? That might put kind of nail in the coffin if they lose that at the weekend. Chelsea probably need the 3 points to keep up with City and Liverpool, so... It could end up being like a massive result for either of those teams, which means it'll probably end the draw.
Yeah. I think Arsenal have won like quite a few of the recent ones as well. Chelsea must be due a win against them, mustn't they, I think? So, yeah, I think I watched Arsenal on Saturday, and that was the worst I've seen. And on the other games, they've dropped points, they've actually been quite good. But on Saturday, I just thought they were actually dreadful. They look like out of ideas without Odegaard, I think. They're just too reliant on Saka. And I think, I don't know, I just thought even like the week before against Liverpool, they were quite good. And again, could have easily won that game. Whereas Newcastle, they just never really look like scoring. And I think the only thing, Chelsea aren't brilliant defensively, so they probably will be able to get through a bit easier. But it should be a good game. We actually, be looking forward to watching that one, I think. But I think, as you say, Cal, I think Arsenal will be treating it as sort of a must-win to stay in the title. I think Arsenal... You play someone else after Chelsea. I think they might have a couple of tricky ones in a row. Might just made that up, but or it might be Chelsea though. I'm not too sure, but I think must win probably.
I do some predictions.
Yeah, go on, sorry, Sean.
1-0 Arsenal.
I'll go 2-1 Chelsea.
I'll go 2-1 Arsenal.
And I'll go 2-2. Right, let's get the number then. Okay, so we're going to spin the wheel now and get our number to go with our game. It's between 50 and 450, and our number this week is, a nice round, 250.
Ooh.
Right, before we get into our thinking then, we need a song to accompany us. What are we thinking for that?
There's a Celtic song about building a bonfire and putting Rangers on the top.
I mean, I quite like the song of the week to be like a happy, cheerful kind of thing. No.
Rather than a chant.
Yeah. Yeah, but also Bob wants another chant about a certain left back. Bob just thinks it's chant of the week.
Could well be, though. I wouldn't object.
When you say before, Tosh, about like an album, is that a better than like it? We don't want to just do a one hit wonder, do we?
Well, maybe a one hit wonder.
But I think an album is more like, feels like a season.
Shows that promise.
Yeah, not just a one off game. Yeah. It's a full season and then they fade.
Hollywood by Marina and the Diamonds.
What the hell? I forgot about that song.
That's a great song.
Whatever Alpha Beat's debut album's called.
Yeah, they carried their own
alphabet.
They didn't stop delivering.
Yeah.
Scouting for Girls.
No, they had a good second album as well.
No, they didn't, Sean.
Yes, they did. I think this ain't a love song. I think that's on the second album.
Fantastic.
Oh, was it? Okay, I take it back. James Blunt.
No.
Yeah, I could have James Blunt.
You can't, because his second album's got like 1973 on and stuff like that.
Is Bonfire Out on the second one?
Nah, that's well later.
That's 10 out of 10.
Should we just go with a one hit wonder? I think the album will require it. Who?
Chesney Hawks.
That's not a bad shout, you know.
Or yeah. The New Radicals, you only get what you give.
No, I think Chesney Hawks. Oh, no, because New Radicals actually literally did disappear, didn't they? Because they've never done anything since. Chesney Hawks in Panto every year.
He's the real winner.
Yeah. Right, let's do that then, because that is a great song as well.
He's like the equivalent to Adnan Januzaj playing for Las Palmas.
Who, Chesney Hawks?
Yeah.
What if they call them that? The Chesney Hawks, Chesney Hawks of Las Palmas. What a compliment
is. That's the name of the episode.
<Brilliant.
laughs> Right, go on then. We'll go for New Radicals, You Only Get What You Give. Give it a listen and then come back with your answer.
Do give it a listen as well. It's an absolute banger.
Yeah, it is great. Right. Yeah, I'm ready if you are.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah, I think so.
Are you, Rob? Yeah.
Yeah. Got a couple for each team, I think.
Right. Go on then. Anyone want to go first?
Yeah, I feel like we've had Arsenal quite a lot, so I tried to just go down the Chelsea route and players I haven't thought about. So I just went first name that actually came to my head. Someone I think in my head was probably there around 5-6 seasons, had a couple of injuries, but part of a great centre-back partnership with alongside John Terry. I'm going to go Ricardo Carvalho, who again, I don't know, he could be more, he could be less. I'm trying to work out, he would have joined the year 2004 when, after winning the European Cup when Mourinho first came, but then I can't remember when he actually left. Again, I feel like probably around about 2010 maybe, so
yeah.
I think he might have been there the year they did the double again under Ancelotti. But as I say, I can't actually remember that. So, yeah, I'm hoping if them years are right, a couple of injuries, maybe around about the number, but we'll see.
Right, go on. I'll go next then. I've written a few names down. I was going to go really bold and go for a player that I know play for Chelsea, but I honestly don't know how long he was there, but I'm not going to do that because that might be a bit stupid. So I'm going to try and...
It's not like you.
I know. Yeah, he pulled it back only because I'm getting dangerously close now to the guests. So, but you know what? I'll still come last, so it doesn't make any difference. But I'm going with someone who I think was there around that amount of time. They seem to play most of the time. They might have been there way longer. I might look like an idiot here, but I'm going to go with Solomon Kalou.
Ooh, that sounds sensible.
Sounds like it could be a good shot. It's a proper keeping my beer into shelter.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Oh, that sounds like it could be a decent one there.
It's good. Carl, do you want to go next?
Yeah. I thought of a couple of Chelsea ones and a couple of Arsenal ones. I risk giving a chance after going current, which is, to be fair, the most I thought of weren't actually current because there's not many players nowadays who play that often for the team. But then I had a bit of a think on the Arsenal team. And someone who seems to play all the time, very really suffers from injuries, is Bukayo Saka.
I'm sure you say Saka every time we go Arsenal.
He plays a lot, doesn't he? Yeah, well, did he have that? It's like 2 years.
Did you win going current?
I said I wasn't originally, but then I thought him. Yeah, was it like 2 seasons he had where he played every game or something? Was it?
Yeah, he very rarely misses games.
Yeah. I think he's probably been obviously started there. Must have been playing when he was 17, 18. It's 24ish now, so I'll go Saka. I don't think he'll be over it. It's just a case of whether he's close enough under. But I think he's fairly.
That's the aim of the game, really.
Yeah, but I'm saying I don't think he'll be over. I think he'll be either very short. I just don't think he'll be over. I think he's probably over 200 though. So yeah, go with Saka. Can I give me other shouts? Who I was thinking of?
Yeah, I'm intrigued. So your older ones are.
Yeah, I'd like to see if someone's playing before 2018.
Can I get mine out the way first because I'm conscious that it might pinch mine.
I had a few
for each team, but because I prefer Arsenal, I'm going to go for an Arsenal player, and I'm torn between two fullbacks, although one also played at centre half. Nacho Monreal or Hector Bellerin, and I think I'm going to go for Bellerin just based on vibes.
Yeah, pure vibes. I think Monreal
might have been guessed before as well. I don't know.
Oh, right, okay, then I'll see.
Yeah, I haven't checked. I just feel like that's he certainly has consideration.
And also, when I put the potential topic in the other day of players that look like Mitchell, Monreal's the obvious one.
Right, then results are in. In fourth place and 40 out with 210 appearances was Ricardo Carvalho. So 1 point for myself this week, which thought I was doing a job of catching up on Bob's. So it's not gone well there. We've actually got a joint third, I'm going to say, because it suits me in the points total. So I'm going to say a joint third. I was getting 2 points. both exactly the same number of appearances, 239. So 11 out. We have Hector Bellerin and Bakayo Saka.
Oh, wow.
Which means, well done, I think I should better reveal, which means Sean's guess of Solomon Kalou, 254, only four out, Sean.
Come on.
Wow, what a shout.
Great shout.
Yeah, play, Sean.
Yeah. And, Sean's swept up today.
Fair, not obscure, but...
Yeah.
Not someone that would pop into your head immediately when you think of Chelsea.
Yeah. A bit like Cinema Pong goal last week. It's a good keeping up appearances winner. You should get extra points for that, as we said last week.
Yeah,
I reckon 10. Extra 10 points.
Yeah.
I know. Buzzing with that. He's right.
He's right, Sean. Great answer.
And he won him, whatever Callum calls, Q you are, Dares wins or whatever. So, yeah.
Who you are.
Exactly.
Cooa.
Yeah, so good day for sure.
Right, let's have a quick look then at the updated league table. So in bottom, still obviously with no guests today, we've got our guests on 12. A much needed win for Sean has put him on 21 points. Just above him in third is Callum on 23. It's getting close there. In second, we've got Tosh on 33. And up top, as always, is Bob on 40.
Thank you very much for listening to this week's episode of Keeping Up Appearances. We hope you've enjoyed it. Sean's just won this episode. Absolute GOAT performance by Sean here. Cleaned up in Kuadair's wins. An unbelievable shout in Keeping Up Appearances. You never know, he might actually win the poll and be a clean sweeper. It might be the first time it's ever been done. So it could be Keeping Up Appearances history in the making.
That'd genuinely be incredible. I was going to say I'd retire, but I think everyone would be too happy with that, so I'm not going to say that.
I don't know what you get, like, obviously, hat-trick match ball. You might get, like, a mic. You get, like,
I think I get a special mic
or something. Yeah, it might be something like that, yeah. But no, please keep telling your friends about the podcast. Tell them to tell a friend as well. Keep downloading, liking, sharing, and everything else on social media. Interact with us as much as possible. Please do go and vote on the poll. And, yeah, we'll see you next week.
I've got Callum down as 24 points, by the way, Sean. I think you said 23.
Oh, yeah, I've only given him... Oh, no one's bothered, Andy. But yeah, he is on 24, you're right. I only added one.
I am. Two.
Well, I'm not changing it, so... Do you know what, Callum? I'll leave this in at the end. So you kind of ruin your clean sweep
there by being rubbish at maths.
That's what the public wants, isn't it? You don't want me getting above me station too much.
Yeah, true.